This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America, on the Genesis Communications Network and all our affiliate stations heard around the world, broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. And we want to thank them for their service to America and to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, and, of course, our 911 dispatchers and our Border Patrol, too. Thank you for what you're doing, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the overnight shift, the graveyard shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, thanks for all you do. Don't forget to go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, to find out all the different things that we got going around the country. All right, here he is, Wayne Allen Root. Been telling you all week long you'd be on tonight, and here you are, Wayne Allen Root.
Well, if you're going to thank the butchers, you got to thank the SOBs, the sons of butchers.
That's right, and that includes you, and you got it. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready, Wayne?
All right, you got it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Well, Wayne, I've been having one heck of a week talking about all this stuff pertaining to Ms. Omar and socialism, but I want to play just a minute of Vice President Pence, who got absolutely no airtime with this amazing minute of this speech that he gave 2 days ago. Listen to this.
The American people have a choice to make in the next 20 months. And the stakes could not be higher. And the choice could not be clearer. It's a choice between more growth, prosperity, and opportunity for every American, or a return and an acceleration to the direction and the failed economic policies of the past. It's increasingly obvious in the public debate. It's a choice between freedom and socialism. Today, many leading Democrats openly advocate an economic system that has impoverished millions around the world. Under the guise of Medicare for all and a Green New Deal, Democrats are embracing the same tired economic theories that have impoverished nations and stifled the liberties of millions.
Now, that was not broadcast anywhere, to my knowledge. I did not hear it in any broadcasts. I didn't even find it in the newspaper. But that says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't even watch any more of the evening news. I haven't watched NBC. You know, and here's the problem. These guys are so dumb. It's the reason why CNN's ratings are so bad. It's the reason why the evening news ratings are so bad. I watched NBC Evening News for like 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
40 years, since I was a little boy till I was 40-something years old. And I haven't watched it in 10 years because I just couldn't watch it anymore, because every single story they chose was a story that I would not have chosen. I didn't find important, or it was on the wrong side
right.
of a story I found important, right? So I don't watch the evening news anymore, but all I could tell you is I doubt what was on the evening news was Ilhan Omar either, which is one of the greatest stories in America today.
That's right.
He Penn showed you one great story, the choice between opportunity, mobility, prosperity,
mm-hmm.
and just pure death, which is socialism. Ilhan Omar is a step worse. It's not just mm-hmm. socialism, which most Middle Eastern countries practice. It's also the hatred of Jews And we've never had that in the United States of America. Never has anyone dared openly talk about a hatred of Jews. And we've now got someone who sounds like she's a representative of Hamas or Hezbollah in the United States Congress.
Got news for you.
She's like right out of the Iranian Congress. If there was an Iranian parliament, she could star in it. What she's doing in our Congress, I have no idea.
Got news for you. She is a representative of that group of people, and I might include Somalia and the communists and the radicals and all those people that are there. I mean, she's out on a tour, Wayne. She was started out in my backyard here a week or so ago with a tour with the CARE people, a fundraising tour. She's going to be out in California. She's coming to Nevada with the same tour. CARE.
People don't realize CARE is the Council for American Islamic Relations, is an unindicted co-conspirator to terrorism.
That's right.
As named by the United States government. And as named by Chuck Schumer in more enlightened days, you know, in the days 10 years ago where you had Democrats that were still patriots, they may have loved America, but they had different views than you and me. But they still loved the country, and they loved Israel. All of a sudden, everything has changed. Now you've got communists, you've got Marxists, you've got socialists, you've got America haters, you've got Israel haters. And Chuck Schumer, at one point in those enlightened days, said that CARE is a front for Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Yes, he did.
And now today, he doesn't even stick up when she talks about how much she hates Jews in Israel. You don't hear a peep from any of the Jewish Democrats. Not a word.
No.
Where's Adam Schiff? Where's Jerry Nadler? Where's my representative, United States Senator Jackie Rosen? Where's Dianne Feinstein? Where's Bernie Sanders, who wants to be president of the United States? Mm-hmm. And he is Jewish. And he doesn't care there's Jew haters in his party? Unbelievable. Unimaginable.
Imagine if conservatives had attacked the freshman congressional member, Ilhan Omar, by questioning her loyalty to the United States and suggested she cared more about her Muslim faith or her Somali homeland than she did America. Imagine.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
I do question all that. I put it a different way for my column on Sunday. I said, I just want you to imagine with me that a white male Republican congressman used the N-word repeatedly to describe black Americans. And the Republican response was, a condemnation, but you don't put his name. You allow him, the racist, who used the N-word, to edit the condemnation. And then because he edits it and he helps write it and craft it, it turns out to be a condemnation of not only racism, but black racism and black extremism. Even though he's a white guy who used the N-word, he turns it into an attack on black people. That's what just happened. Mm-hmm. A Muslim woman attacked Jews, and they allowed her to edit it, and it became a condemnation.
Hold that thought, Wayne. Okay, hold that thought, Wayne. We'll be right back with more with Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com, Newsmax TV. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the Democrats' election reform bill that just got passed in the House, not going anywhere, and how this involves the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. We talked about that at length last week.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program that's been around for 25 years, and they have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $1 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money. Think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have a lot to offer? Well, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall and Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094. 800-776-6094.
If you're a man over the age of 40, here's a special announcement. And if you answer yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone. But first, do you want to promote your energy and vitality? What about your stamina and endurance? Would you like to support healthy testosterone levels? Well, if you answered yes, we want to send you a free bottle of Zestosterone from Purity Products. Zestosterone is a super nutrition formula powered by vitamin D, zinc, boron, and phytosterols. We guarantee these capsules will promote your energy and vitality while supporting your prostate function and healthy testosterone levels. Guys, just cover the shipping and put this to the test. Remember, it's Zestosterone to support healthy testosterone. Don't miss out. For your free bottle, call right now. 1-800-516-3371. That's 1-800-516-3371. 1-800-516-3371. Call now. 1-800-516-3371.
Dominic's Blinds and Decor is expanding and hiring window treatment installers. As a subcontractor installer, your income can exceed $1,000 per week. If you have your own transportation and tools, are dependable with a great work ethic and professionalism, this could be the right position for you. Experience preferred, but will train the right individual. Call to schedule an interview. 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. Dominic's, proudly American made.
For over 20 years, Custom Climate Concepts has provided Suncoast residents with expert service, repair, and maintenance of home and office air conditioning. But did you know that Custom Climate Concepts also offers full home generator packages, including installation? Keep the lights on and the house cool during storm season with a full house generator fully installed by Custom Climate Concepts. Call Custom Climate Concepts 941-955-COOL or visit CustomClimateConcepts.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and that is Wayne Allyn-Root, and Wayne Allyn-Root's on the phone. We'll get to him in just a second, but I got to remind you, this portion of the program is brought to you by our very good friends at Moss Family Automotive Group. Moss Family Automotive Group, where twice this week they sold vehicles to people from South Carolina and from Alabama that drove down to find out about the You Serve, You Save deal. Both military veterans, one of them was active duty military. They got $10,000 off the vehicle they were looking to buy, traded in their vehicle, got $5,000 more for the vehicle than what they thought they were going to get. Happy as a lark, telling their neighbors that's what it's all about. You Serve, You Save. Moss Family Automotive. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, Root for America. And by the way, Newsmax TV, Bill O'Reilly comes on to your program, what, three times a week?
Yeah, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And my show's on every night of the week, Monday through Friday, at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. And then it repeats the next day at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific. So you have two shots to watch me. You can watch me on many cable systems all around the country, Comcast, Xfinity. We just added 30 million homes.
Right.
Or you can watch me DirecTV, Dish TV, or just go to NewsmaxTV.com while the show is on and click on the very top of it. It says watch live now and boom, you got my show on your computer or your cell phone.
Yep, and I have DirecTV and I have watched your show on DirecTV, so there you go. Now, the Democrats just passed an election reform bill which will allow illegals the right to vote. However, it's dead on arrival when it hits the Senate floor.
Yeah, well, it's not going to pass in the Senate, but it's just, it's another example of how bad we've gotten. Look, I said this on my show today, that I thought Obama was as bad as we could ever get. He was a stealth communist and a stealth, you know, Islamic sympathizer. And all of a sudden now we got the real thing. We got people who are proud to announce they're socialist, Marxist, and communists. They're proud to try and destroy America. They're proud to announce that they're not Muslim sympathizers. They are, in fact, on the same team as the extremist Muslims, people like Ilhan Omar and Rashid Tlaib and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And now we find out all these years they've been hiding. Democrats have always hid the fact they wanted illegals to vote. They're out in the open about that, too. They desperately want illegals to vote. And here's the thing, Captain. They've been voting. I guarantee you.
That's right.
The difference in Trump not winning the popular vote is you had several million illegals voting, and he lost the popular vote by, what, 2.5 million?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll bet there were 4 to 6 million illegals voting, and that was the difference.
That's right. And that leads me to the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact that I've talked about at length for the past 2 to 3 weeks, ever since we found out what they were doing. States like California, Colorado, Connecticut, the District of Columbia, Hawaii, Illinois, Massachusetts, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington State have all signed an agreement to band together to where they are going to try to get the popular vote to control what happens in no more electoral college. There's just one little problem. They need to go read the Constitution.
Well, you and I talked about that in the break, and I said to you, you know, look, I'm not a lawyer or a constitutional expert, but isn't it true they can't do that? Why are they doing that? Are they able to overturn the Constitution? And you correctly pointed out to me what I figured was the truth, but I didn't know. No, they can't just wake up one day and out, you know, overturn the United States Constitution. The Electoral College counts. And all they're doing is wasting their time and grandstanding and trying to show off that they've done something, when in reality, they've accomplished nothing and wasted their time, because the Electoral College will not be undone without a constitutional convention.
That's right. But to the ignorant masses that are buying what they're selling, they're going, oh, yeah, we're going to be able to vote because we're illegal. And by the way, all those states that I mentioned, every one of them, they have a very large illegal population, all of them.
Yeah, well, my state, Nevada, is a very large illegal population. I believe that's why we keep losing elections, because it's close. It's not like California. You know, California, Democrats win like 4-1 and 3-1 in every race. In Nevada, we lost every race in the last election, everything.
Yeah.
But we lost them all like 825 to 795.
Yep.
That's how close it was. And I guarantee you, every American-born citizen in Nevada, for the most part, like 70% probably voted Republican. But we get outvoted by all the other groups, including illegal aliens. It's just a sad situation.
That's correct, which is why the American people need to wake up and start watching these polls, number one. And, oh, by the way, voter e-verify, e-verify for the people that are working, and plus the voter identification. And if people say, well, we don't want a voter identification, that squashes the vote and this, that, and the other. Oh, yeah, we do. And if they're not on the rolls, they don't vote.
Well, look, you know, anyone who listens to this show knows I'm one of the world's biggest supporters of Trump. He's great. He's the only reason we're still alive as a country, but I still mean I can't criticize him. There are two things I would change if I was Donald Trump. Number one, I would have found a way to build a wall a long time ago by executive authority. And you know, he's trying it now, but he should have done this a long time ago while he had a Republican lead in the House, right?
Right.
And number two, I would have passed voter ID, you know, nationwide voter ID for federal elections. Big mistake, because you can't win elections without controlling the credibility of the election, the integrity of the election. And we don't have any integrity. I still think Trump's going to win big in this next election, but it could be the last time we ever win an election if you don't find out a way to make sure there's no foreign interference in elections. That's not Russia spending $100,000 in an election that costs $5 billion. That's Mexico and Central America physically sending us millions of voters to overturn our country's constitution and overturn, you know, just overwhelm the system and change America, because the identity of America is being changed. That's the real foreign interference in American elections.
Right, and let's not forget all those Somalis that are up there in Minneapolis, St. Paul, that control the area up there now, just about, with the vote. They came from Somalia. They didn't come from Mexico. They might have come in through there.
And they're the reason we have Ilhan Omar.
That's right there.
So she was not from the United States. She was born in Somalia.
Right.
She's a foreigner who came to America, and look what she stands for. I mean, the average person just doesn't get it. You know, the district that she represents, did you notice today that there's an FBI report that more people from her district than any other jurisdiction in America left America in the last decade to join ISIS?
I saw
that. That's what she represents.
I saw that. And by the way, there's something else we need to mention. This isn't all about Omar, and it's not all about AOC, and it's not all about these other freshmen that came in. Elizabeth Warren, not to be outdone, the socialist that she is, comes out and says, Democrats are going to build a workers' party from the ground up. What's that reek of?
communism.
Amen, brother. Amen.
And look, nobody believes in workers more than I do. That's the irony. Mm-hmm. If you're a conservative or Republican or even a libertarian, anyone on that side of the street, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we believe in is you've got to come to America as an immigrant to work, not for welfare, food stamps, housing allowance, aid to dependent children, you know, Medicaid, Obamacare, mm-hmm. free meals at schools. It's so scary what immigration represents today. It represents freeloaders coming to America and expecting a handout from the first day to their grave once they get here. And that's not America. She wants a workers' party. There's no workers in the Democratic Party. Everybody in the Democratic Party is on welfare of some kind.
Yeah, and if you don't think they're not going after all of our freedoms and trying to change things upside down, by the way, it was called the Fundamental Transformation of America back in 2009. Remember the statement?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Obama believed in all the same things as Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar, except he was smart enough to temper it and to act like a moderate and to call himself a moderate
right.
and to never mention the word communism or socialism ever. And these people aren't even smart enough, but the good news is the more they keep talking, the better the better our odds keep going that we're going to take back the House and we're going to, you know, reelect Trump by a wide margin, because I don't think Americans will stand for what these people are preaching. I sure hope not.
No, and the more they talk, ever since this stuff started, and they started going down that deep, 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 hard left communist road that they're on, Donald Trump's popularity numbers have been coming up. His popularity right now, as far as his programs go, the economy and jobs and homeland security, he's as high as 56%, which is higher than any other president other than Bill Clinton at this time in their term.
Right. So if things hold, and that's a big if, by the way, you know, if the mm-hmm. economy holds, we don't know if it will.
Right.
But if it, because there was just a bad job report today, lots of other good reports about the economy today, but a really bad job report where we only created 20,000 jobs in the month of February, they expected 180,000. That's the worst performance of the entire Trump presidency, but a lot of people believe that it was about the weather, totally about, you know, bad snow and bad weather all across the United States. Let's hope. But assuming it stays good and positive, Trump is a guarantee for re-election unless they steal the election with illegals voting. And that's why they're so desperate to pass all these rules that allow everyone to vote on the very day of the election. They can register. They can register online. They can give all the absentee ballots they want. So the Democrats can walk in with 100,000 ballots. You're up by 30,000 votes. And they hand in 100,000 fake ballots they filled out, and you lose by 70. That's what happened in this last election again and again.
Right.
So it doesn't matter how popular we think Trump is. We just lost every single congressional seat in Orange County, California, because they cheated with their absentee ballots.
Yep.
If you don't fix these problems, you still don't win elections.
It's called ballot harvesting, only legal in two states, Arizona and California. More states are thinking about making it legal. We need to stop that now.
Yeah, now. That is just an absolute voter fraud. It's all it is. I mean, they're allowed to just walk up to every door and say, are you a Democrat? Okay, just sign this ballot. We'll fill it out later. And then they hand in 300,000 ballots on Election Day when they just lost by 100,000. Now they're up 200,000 instead of down by 100 because they handed in 300,000 fake ballots.
Okay, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear you and your great stuff.
Sure. RootForAmerica.com is the website. You can find me at Twitter at Real Wayne Root, R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root. And you can find me every night on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, NewsmaxTV.com, or DirecTV or Dish TV or your local cable system.
Thanks a lot, Wayne. Talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, my friend. Wayne Allen Root, everybody. And when we come back, we're opening up the telephone lines. Anybody's got any questions or answers or comments, 877-969-8600. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, We got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Frost. President Trump will be making a request for a boost for the military while cutting non-defense discretionary spending. He will be making a significant request for border wall funds and seeking money for Space Force as a new branch of the military in the White House budget being released next week. The Federal Aviation Administration on Friday warned Southwest Airlines and its mechanics union that their bitter fight could hurt the airline's safety program. A grand jury in Chicago indicted Empire actor Jussie Smollett on 16 felony counts related to making a false report that he was attacked by two men who shouted racial slurs. Appearing in New York, Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the Democratic presidential nomination, says it's time to shake things up. A Holocaust survivor says high school students in a swastika photo have apologized. More details at srednews.com.
Come on, kids. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to GetEthos.com. That's ETHOS. GetEthos.com. GetEthos.com.
Do you suffer from pain like joint pain, muscle pain, back pain, or painful arthritis? Then you must listen to this important message. Anatoblock is a breakthrough supplement scientifically proven to quickly and effectively reduce inflammation and get rid of pain. Anatoblock is so effective, we guarantee you'll feel a significant difference in just a few days. Best of all, Anatoblock is now available to try for free. That's right. Call 800-832-2757 now and get out of pain absolutely free. Call today, 800-832-2757.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
The Venezuelan people have spoken, and the world has heard. They are turning the page on socialism.
We have got to get ready. I think there's going to be a military intervention, if not by Colombia, then Brazil, if not by both of them, the United States, and the president's getting it ready. Big speech, clearly a setup.
Weekday mornings at 6 on AM 930, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And by the way, Mike Gallagher is doing a little moving around there. I'm not sure when he's going on his big cruise with Dennis Prager, but they're headed over to Israel to take a look at the Holy Land over there. So you might want to check that out by going to MikeGallagher.com. Now, the other thing is we have got a lot of new sponsors on the program, and we thank the people that are standing behind us and supporting. And this is one of our newest right here.
For over 36 years, David E. Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. David E. Garrett Jewelers specializes in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or call 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, the jeweler you can trust.
Now, David E. Garrett Jewelers also does something else. They give a discount on specialized pieces. They make a lot of stuff, custom pieces. You can go see their catalog that they have at David E. Garrett Jewelers. That's G-A-R-R-E-T-T. And if there's something that you want to have made or you want to buy some of the things that they've made, they've got a lot of different military memorabilia, first responder memorabilia. I happen to have a ring and a necklace that I'm wearing that they made for me that came because of my service in the fire department for a number of years. So there you go. Now, joining us right now, surprise, surprise, he called at the right time, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. Hey there, kiddo.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Chime right in there. You got some things to say, and we can't wait to hear them.
Well, I'm kind of Danny Downer. I listen to you and Wayne Allyn Root.
Mm-hmm.
I think Trump can win
mm-hmm.
in 2020. I don't think it's going to be easy.
Nope.
I think every group in this country, even groups outside of this country,
mm-hmm.
are carrying spears to aim at him, and some are going to hit.
Yep.
But I look at what we talked about, New York, New Jersey, California, Arizona, you know, you name the blue state.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's the best he can do would be a repeat of 2016, electoral. Now, you're not going to fight the next war like you fought the last war.
Nope.
And that's just it. I think when I'm a conservative Republican, but when you're out there and you meet a lot of people, especially young people, they're all socialists. They're all lefties.
That's what they've been programmed to be, Dan.
Oh, I know. It's not education anymore. It's indoctrination.
Mm-hmm.
They can't think for themselves. They're programmed to say certain things and to believe certain things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I never used to believe that it would stick. I thought people were smart enough to think for themselves. But apparently, you know, that is not the case.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only way that the only way Trump could be defeated would be if Biden did enter and did get the nomination.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see him doing that, because I think when you go through the hazing initiation process called the primaries, he's so out of whack that he looks like a conservative mm-hmm. to a lot of modern day Democrats. I don't think he could make it. It's the more loony left you are, the more you're going to appeal
to the younger folks.
The younger folks, even some of the older Democrats. You know, they were talking about Schiff and a couple of other Jewish congressmen and how they didn't say anything.
No.
That group I'll never understand, because really the modern Republican Party has done more for American Jewryism.
Sure.
Jewry. And Israel than any political party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I cannot bring myself to think, how can you still vote for a radical Islamist or another person that just does not like Jews? I mean, the Democrats are now, and before they're anything, they are now the anti-Semitic political party in the United States.
Well, whatever they accuse the other side of being is what they, in fact, are themselves. You notice that, right?
Oh, they give their game plan away because,
sure,
you know, they impose their game plan on their opposition to make them look bad when they're actually doing it themselves.
That's right.
I mean, you look at Russiagate. That's a perfect example.
Yep.
Who was colluding with the Russians?
Hillary Clinton.
Yes, and her group.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. I think, you know, you could write the... I hate to say this. You could write the 2020 legally stealing an election,
mm-hmm.
and you put that Democrat's name at the end of it,
mm-hmm.
because our party, it's getting older. We're being outnumbered. I mean, 76,000 people illegally crossed that border
last month.
That's nothing new.
Nope.
I think you've had months where there was even more than that.
Well, I do too, because we have no way of knowing, really.
And the Democrats are still stuck on that 11 million. There's only 11 million illegal. There's been 11 million illegals here since 2000.
Let me tell you a little something, Dan. Let's get closer to 20, 25, or even 30 million illegals in this country right now over the last 25 to 30 years, and nobody can tell me different.
You know, they've depleted villages in Honduras,
yep.
El Salvador.
You're right.
Nicaragua, parts of Mexico. There's more than that. I have a statistician friend who does demographics. He's a demographer, and he says it's up to around 50.
Right. Well, it could be. We just have no way of knowing.
That's why you should count. That's why you should ask on the most of these people are illegal. They're only going to do what they...
Okay, well, let me stop you for a second. That's another reason why we need E-Verify for our employers. We need them in the system. And if they're not in the system and they can't verify them, they don't get a job. And if they do hire them and take the opportunity or the risk of hiring somebody illegal, you find a by Jesus right out of them.
You know, everybody complains about our GDP. You know, it's three... I think if you included the black market, for labor in this country, in our GDP, I think it would be approaching more towards 5% than 3%.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these people work for cash. They work under.
Oh, you're right.
And that's never taken into consideration. It's never counted. The Democrats are sure not going to even mention it. But we have a very thriving underground black economy as it pertains to employment, to getting people into this country illegally. You know, I just watched African Americans on TV talk about reparations. Well, you know, slavery is alive and well when you got 76,000 people coming to this country, and a lot of them will be working for under minimum
wage. You know these job services they have with the vans that go pick the people up and they take them to go to work every day?
Oh, I see it every day.
Yeah, and they're cash jobs, so they get paid cash every day. Some of them are roofers. Some of them are builders. You know, they're carpenter's assistants. They're masonry assistants. They work on the roofs. They're lawn people. They're this, that, and the other. And, again, they drive into the minority neighborhoods, load people up, and, boom, take them away. They get paid so much a day, and their handlers get so much a day of the money that they get paid.
Right, and that driver who drives that van is going to get paid.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You know, so everybody.
And every time you see that, the first thing you have to think about is how many people in that van are illegal.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't name the company, but we have a company north of Lafayette.
Oh, I can, but I'm not going to because the people that are listening to me know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right. And that's mainstream up there. That's just how the business operates.
And when you see that, the best thing you could do. Because they're not going to complain. Call the Border Patrol. Call immigration. Have them come out and check their credentials. Because when that little green and white vehicle that says Border Patrol pulls up, they scatter. Tells you all you want to know, doesn't it?
Yeah, I called the Indiana State Police, their motor carrier division. Mm-hmm. They did nothing.
About what?
About the vans carrying up.
I thought you were going to tell me you called about truck drivers, because one of the things they like to do, the Mexican truck drivers, they'll come in and there'll be like three or four drivers in the truck. They really never stop driving, and they just keep taking turns, two up front, two up front, two in the back, two up front. Sometimes they even travel with their wives and or their kids, and it's unbelievable. You know, they run from Mexico to Canada and all points in between.
Well, you know, some of the American truck drivers complain because I hear that truck's running illegal. It doesn't.
Well, sure it is.
But the van taking those illegals up to that packing plant,
mm-hmm.
they got bald tires.
Yep.
They don't have a first aid kit. They
right.
don't have fire extinguishers. You have somebody.
The driver doesn't have a chauffeur's license or
right.
a commercial CDL. Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like nobody cares. It's all a cash operation. You know, you pay that driver $20 a day to take you up there and back,
mm-hmm.
and that's what the country has devolved into.
You're right.
You know, and we're looking a lot. You know, the scary thing is, if he should lose 2020, by 2024, we will look a lot like Venezuela.
Oh, you're absolutely right, because all the Democrats are doing is throwing everything out there they can right now to let us know what it is that's coming our way. And if they take control of the scenario come 2020, then I'll tell you what, by 2024, you're going to see the United States becoming Venezuela in a very rapid fashion. Just my opinion. Dan, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay. Talk to you next week, Captain.
All right. And, folks, I'm just laying it out on the line to you. I mean, I'm not telling you anything that you shouldn't already know. And if you don't, shame on you for not paying attention. It is what it is. And I'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, oh, yeah, we got us a winter snowstorm over the weekend. Up there in the Northern Plains and Central Plains. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active, another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes, another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger, two if you're very overweight, and three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio pre-diabetes test.
And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Mike Gallagher has had it with the mainstream media.
One of the things the media will not cover is the rash of attacks that are taking place against Trump supporters, against people who wear MAGA hats.
The media's role right now is so appalling.
Don't pretend you're an objective journalist when you are in the tank for the Democrats.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 9, right before Best Stocks Now at 11 on AM 930. The Answer.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-951-1103. 1-800-951-1103. That's 1-800-951-1103.
Does your money manager send you an alert when the stock position that you're in goes up or it goes down? Does your brokerage send you an alert to get out of a stock position so you don't lose money? Of course they don't. Here at PhilsGang.com, we keep all of our members engaged with the stock positions that we recommend. Nobody does that for their clients. Nobody. Go to PhilsGang.com and become a member to get up-to-the-minute alerts. That's PhilsGang.com. Stop losing money and start making money with Phil's Gang.
Why pay thousands of dollars for a weekend seminar when for only $39.95 a month, PhilsGang.com provides all the daily market investing information you need to make profits in the stock market. With over 40 years of investing experience, only Phil Grandy and the PhilsGang.com team provide daily live investing webinars, up-to-the-minute market updates, all the investing educational videos you can imagine. Don't hesitate to learn, invest, and make profits. Go to PhilsGang.com or call 877-600-GANG, 877-600-4264.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just run, old bandit, run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some devil mind your brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and they're here in Texarkana. And we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
All righty, and tonight, if you're eastbound and downloaded up and trucking by the time you get over yonder way into the eastern part of Montana up on the northern route, or over there into Colorado, or out there into the central plains of the northern plains, you are going to be in one whale of a snowstorm again. Now, I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to us by your good friends at Moss Family Automotive, and I will be on the 23rd, Saturday, March the 23rd, from 1 to 4 p.m. I'll be up at Moss Nissan in Crystal River, where I will have the $500 coupons for discounts off your vehicle. You'll get $500 off. Plus, for anybody that takes a test drive that day, I'm going to have gift certificates from the Plantation Inn and Golf Resort, where they'll be giving away twosomes to their challenging 18-hole golf course for every test drive that's done that day. Looking forward to meeting a lot of our great friends up there in the northern part of the listening area in Citrus County, and it's going to be a great day. 1 to 4, Moss Nissan up there will be serving lunch for all our listeners who stop by and say hello and take advantage of those great deals. You're going to be there because you're going to have some captain specials. All right, let's get going here. Severe storms in the south and central U.S. are possible this weekend with the thunderstorms that are coming across with this weather system that's moving over. Possibility for tornadoes exists, so please be careful. In the meantime, a powerful winter storm will bring a potential for the severe storms with damaging winds, hail, and a tornado or two, heavy rain across the mid-south. But to the north, stronger storms may contain very large hail, and further north, up to a foot or more of snow. And blowing snow will create hazardous driving conditions in the upper Midwest. Now, a winter storm warning is in effect for North Dakota, South Dakota, southeastern Montana, northeastern Wyoming, most of Minnesota, the western portion of Wisconsin. Elsewhere, you've got winter storm watches up for Iowa, for Nebraska, for Kansas, for Colorado. And by the way, there is a winter storm warning in the higher elevations west of Denver tonight. High winds down below in Denver. I say down below because you're not up 10,000 feet in the air. You're only a mile high. But you got high winds there. You got some snow going up I-25 into the Wyoming, great state of Wyoming, where you've got a winter storm warning right there on the border going up and down the mountains to get into Laramie. And keep in mind that in New Mexico, coming up 25 out of Albuquerque, you're going to have some snow as you start climbing up headed towards Colorado as well. Now, out in California tonight, in the western part of California, going up over the top of Donner and down the other side, west of Reno on I-80, you're going to have snow in the higher elevations. It's just a general a snowfall. It's not a big thing tonight by the looks of it, 2, 3, 4 inches maybe. And in the higher elevations all the way over in Northern California from Redding on up to Oregon, you'll have some snow there as well. High winds in New Mexico, high winds in the Amarillo area of Texas. You've got fog, lots of it tonight in Arkansas. If you're going across I-40, if you're coming across I-30 out of Texas, be advised you'll be finding some fog, especially when you get into the Little Rock area. And rain tonight in parts of Tennessee, parts of Mississippi, the southeastern part of Arkansas, and the northeastern part of Louisiana, with high winds elsewhere. And, oh, by the way, all that snow they had up there in New York State, the lake effect snow, well, now you got high winds to blow it around up there. So, gee whiz, can't win from losing. But tonight you got high winds off the lakes of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie. And you do have snow tonight in northern Michigan and northern Wisconsin because of the storm that is coming across. And keep in mind that you are going to be involved in that. Now, a wintry mix is going to extend into portions of the Middle Atlantic and the Northeast over the weekend, too, as the colder temperatures up there come across. In the meantime, the warmest place to be this weekend is going to be right here in Florida. Temperatures in the low to mid-80s all weekend long until about Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. The best weather in the country is going to be right here in my backyard. So if you can hop on a plane or take a boat down the river or whatever you can do, come on down. We'd love to see you down here. This is the time of the year to be in Florida. And, of course, it's spring break, which is another reason why people come to Florida. But the weather is going to be absolutely flat-out gorgeous for the next several days down here. And, again, keep in mind, Moss Family Automotive. They're our core sponsor here. I'm sitting in the Moss Family Studio, Moss Family Automotive Studio here in Tampa, Florida. But I'll be at their Moss Nissan dealership in Crystal River Saturday, March 23rd from 1 to 4 p.m. I'll have some gift certificates for a round of golf at the Plantation Inn and Golf Resort. And you get that for a test drive. There'll be free food provided. I'll also have $500 coupons to give out on the 23rd to anybody that shows up that's interested in buying a vehicle. Guess what? I'll have those gift certificates, and that's $500 off your vehicle. Make your best deal and hand them that. Boom, $500 comes off the deal. That can make the bite a lot easier. And don't forget, you serve, you save, always at Moss Family Automotive. Now, you serve, you save. They are the only dealer 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, that I know of in the entire country that does this for our veterans, our active duty military, and our first responders. I know of no one else doing this, and I've done my research on this. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. All active duty military, all military veterans, all active duty first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and 911 dispatchers too, and even retirees get the You Serve, You Save program. And like I said this week, they were knocking $12,000. There you go. They were knocking $12,000 off the Moss Titans. They had a whole bunch of them lined up there, minus $12,000. All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good, happy weekend.
Hi, you too. Thank you.
I want to talk about the House election, and I want to talk about the reform bill that came out of the House first before we get into the heavy stuff after the top of the hour news. Now, we're seeing what the Democrats are trying to do if they get control of the ball game in 2020. Of allowing of illegals to vote in our elections, regardless of what they are, the election reform bills they're calling it, it really, really, really is not pretty.
I did an interview with a particular law firm that was suing, well, they were representing some people that were suing I guess the state legislature in Washington State several months ago.
Uh-huh.
And what was proposed there was taking state dollars, putting them into a fund, and then giving that money, putting $25 on a card, like a debit card or a gift card,
mm-hmm.
and it would go to every single registered voter, and then that registered voter would provide that gift card, if you will, to a candidate.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially then it becomes government money that funds candidates,
mm-hmm.
which is outrageous.
Right.
Because, so that is, and the people, the measure in Washington State was struck down.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats liked it so much. That's in this bill. That
yes.
was passed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it goes completely against the First Amendment. Completely against the, I mean, it's like being a member of a union. You're forced to pay dues.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not, you know, you don't want to. I mean, you don't want to. You know, support the causes.
All right. Here comes the music. We'll get into all that when we come back. And by the way, Denise Simon, Founders, sorry about that. FoundersCode.com is with us, and she'll be here coming right up after the news. Hour number two, the Captain's America Third Watch, as we come cranking right back here with a whole lot more in the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the USA.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today.